life in Jesus Christ is a life that's full of quality and not merely a quantity that's lost or a quantity that's gained. Why I say that is because Jesus, in his expressions here, sounds like he's talking about a comparison of quantity of things, such as a measure with which you measure will be measured back to you. That's talking about justice. Is it if you take something from someone without their permission, that's called stealing. And so justice demands that you return not just a portion of it, but all of it. And of course, maybe if there's damage done, then that in that action, that if there was not just the goods that were damaged, but something else, maybe a person's reputation, that too needs to be repaired. So justice is talking about, yes, something that's equal. Or if you borrow money and then you need to return it, the same amount. And so with relationships with human beings, it's possible to at least in some way have perfect justice insofar as if I take something from someone and then if I return it equally, okay, there's justice there. Justice means giving someone their due. And but when it has to do with an injustice, not regarding another human being or something of this world, but an injustice towards God, there cannot be an equal repayment. There's something that is missing there regarding from our point. When we offend God, it's difficult from our standpoint to give equal justice is really what that means. That's what Jesus does on the cross. Through him, he then repairs, first of all, that injustice by way of being at fault. When I sin against God, God is offended, and therefore, by invoking the blood of Jesus, there is a reconciliation brought. But what happens with sin is God is not just offended, and then that forgiveness is given through his blood, but there's also a wound that I cause the church, the body of Christ, and even of ourselves. And that wound also needs to be healed. And so through Jesus, he does both. He reconciles us through his blood. He reconciles us through his by way of relationship to God the Father, and that's brought into union through his mercy. And so everything is right, made right by saying, "Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner." And so our relationship with God is made right again. But there still may remain a wound, a hurt with other people. That too needs to be repaired as well. So God, who's perfect mercy as well as perfect justice, he requires everything to be reconciled as well as everything to be healed. And Jesus is saying, if the measure with which I measure out, it will be measured back to me. So if I wound another person, divine justice demands that I too be responsible in healing it as well. And so that's what Jesus calls us to do, is to forgive, and you will be forgiven. That is to say that when we are willing to forgive our neighbor, we are invoking the blood of Jesus over that relationship. We invoke the blood of Christ for having offended God, and we're brought into union again with our Father. And then also, through doing penance, we are also contributing to the healing with our neighbor as well. You see, it makes sense. If I willingly do an offense against my neighbor that hurts him or her, or even myself, I can sin against myself, then God, in his perfect justice, wants you to freely contribute to the healing. If I freely contributed to the hurting, God wants, okay, if you're going to invoke my help, you're going to also be called upon to freely contribute to the healing. That's why in the sacrament of penance, we are required for the what's called the quasi matter for the sacrament to confess, to express confess the sin, express sorrow for doing that sin, and then be willing to do the penance. That is to be willing to contribute to the healing. The measure with which you measure will be returned back to you. Now, what I said at the beginning, it's not merely just a quantity exchange. It's a quality that really makes the difference. And the quality is divine love. So, if I offended my neighbor in a horrendous way, hurt him or her, when I connect my love to that of Jesus, there's power there. And you might think, gee, what can I do to really repair that hurt? Because some people may be tempted to think, there's no, you know, God, you know, I've done something so horrible, not even God can or will forgive me. And then that damage I caused, the hurt of my neighbor, or that family member, that person I love, I hurt, did such a hurt, that what can we repair that? Be confident that through the love of Jesus, it's not merely a quantity exchange that really does the healing. It's a quality that is attributed, the quality of his divine love that really makes a difference. So and where this turns out is an example of this is Jesus referring to Mary Magdalene. She was attributed as having seven demons. Maybe it's the same person he's talking about. The woman who had seven demons in her was also maybe a prostitute. So she sinned much. She sinned much. But because she has also, in the end, to the cross, loved much, much has been forgiven her. All right? So one might be thinking, you know, I need to do all kinds of quantity kind of stuff to repair for the quantity of damage that I've caused. But rather, the it's not just the quantity, it's the quality of my love in union with Jesus that heals. And so that's the attitude of the church. When we invoke the blood of Jesus and the blessing of Jesus through his church, and we receive absolution, and we're willing to do the penance for that sin, and you do that penance with great love and trust in his divine mercy, much can be healed by just doing the penance, which might be, who knows what it would be, you know. If it's serious sin, it should be quite a substantial penance. And, you know, let the priest decide what that is for you. But trust that the quality of his divine love can heal the hurt. And so, yes, the measure with which you measure will be measured out to you. But Jesus actually, then he tweaks this a bit. He says it's not just a justice for a quantity kind of thing exchanged for another quantity. But my great love can heal your life. And so let us invoke that mercy every day of our lives. Go to confession. Okay. All right. Let us stand and present our needs to the Lord.